It's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh yes, let's get live, let's get funky, let's adjust levels. Whew! Welcome. It is time for News to Me. We're 10 minutes in. Sorry you had to hear the rerun for a little bit. Don't tell anybody, but I'm not working this week. I've got the whole week off. And I deleted everything out of my calendar. And I forgot that included the show. So my alarm didn't go off to tell me, hey, go brew your tea and go do the show. But don't worry, my sleep schedule is still wonky. So around 3 in the morning or so, I made a list of articles to talk about. And it's a short list, so oh yeah, we're going to win. We're going to win today. I can feel it. If you want to interact live, jump over to com. That's what I'm doing right now. You just SSH over to tty.sdf.org. Boom. Then you type com. That's more than com, but type log into com and press G for go to. Type anon radio and then hit enter. Ooh, I made it. All right. Made it. Had a typo. All right. This isn't fun radio. Let's get going the way we always do. World news. The world news time. And thank you again. I'm really sorry about the late start. But hello, X1. Hey, Harry Larry. And greetings, plebe. Let's start off over in Saudi Arabia. Reuters is reporting Saudi court has jailed a women's rights activist posing challenge for Biden. A Saudi court on Monday sentenced prominent women's rights activist Lujain Al-Hathoul to nearly 6 years in prison, her family said, after a conviction in a trial that has drawn international condemnation. The verdict and sentencing pose a challenge to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's relationship with U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, who has criticized Riyadh's human rights record. Hathoul, 31, who had been held since 2018 following her arrest along with several other women's rights activists, will appeal the sentence, her sister said. She was charged with seeking to change the Saudi political system and harming national security, Saudi newspaper Saab and Al-Sharq al-Aswat said, under broad counterterrorism laws. So, hey, welcome, Sin. So, yeah, so she could therefore, the court suspended 2 years and 10 months of her sentence of 5 years and 8 months, most already served since her arrest on May 15, 2018, with a conditional release to follow Hathoul's sister Lena. She could therefore be released by March 2021, with a return to prison possible if she commits any crime, the newspaper said. Hathoul was also banned from travel for 5 years, her sister said, adding that Hathoul cried when she was sentenced and will appeal. My sister's not a terrorist, she's an activist. So that was pretty big. The UN Rights Office, still from Reuters, but the UN immediately called for her early release. The United Nations Human Rights Office called on Monday for the early release of Saudi women's activist Lujain Hathoul, hours after she was sentenced to 5 years and 8 months. Hathoul, 31, has been held since 2018, and so we'll see what happens here. But yeah, we definitely hope that she gets free. Saudi Arabia's got an interesting political structure, and so yeah, it's a few of those countries over there have a few really strict punishments, and the treatment of women's kind of unexpected if you're from the West. So if we look at France has said they may impose the third national lockdown if COVID cases continue to rise. So France has not ruled out imposing a third nationwide lockdown if coronavirus cases continue to rise, its health minister said on Sunday, as the country braces for a possible post-Christmas spike. We will never exclude measures that are necessary to protect the public, Olivier Véran told the Journal du Dimanche. That is not to say we have made a decision, but that we are watching the situation hour by hour. Ah, No worries, Sin. Glad you're in, Calm. That is to say, we've made a decision, but we're watching it hour by hour. France has been registering around 15,000 new infections per day, and on Friday confirmed the first case of a new coronavirus variant that recently emerged in Britain. So, the new strain, which experts fear is far more contagious, prompted more than 50 countries to impose travel restrictions. So, on Saturday, it took delivery of the first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and it will use it in its mass inoculation campaign. So, good luck to France. They are locking down. I gotta tell you, on Christmas Day, I went and had a beer. I broke the rules. I went and had a beer on a patio with a friend, and it was crowded. There were crowds everywhere, at least here in Austin. It was bananas. So, I've been staying inside, and I was like, oh, it's Christmas. No one will be out. And everyone thought the same thing. So, yeah, lots of people have been showing up randomly, getting it, and they're like, I was following all the precautions. But their social media says otherwise. So it's like, I think people are altering their behavior, just not enough. So we got to keep fighting it. Reuters has an interesting self-referential story. From Nairobi, Ethiopian police arrest a Reuters cameraman. A Reuters cameraman, Kumara Gemmechu, was arrested in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, on Thursday and will be kept in custody for at least 2 weeks, his family said. He has not been charged. No reason was provided to the family for Thursday's arrest, and police didn't respond to Reuters' request for comment. Kumara, 38, has worked for Reuters as a freelance cameraman for a decade. At a brief court hearing on Friday, where no lawyer was present, a judge ordered Kumara's detention for a further 14 days to give police time to investigate, the family said. In a statement on Monday, Reuters news agency strongly condemned Kumara's detention. The arrest followed the beating of a Reuters photographer, Tiksa Nakiri, by two Ethiopian federal police officers on December 16th. So, they go on to explain why the press is important and how Ethiopia has had a kind of failing history with the press. It's about 5 or 6 minute reads. If you want to read the whole thing, over at Reuters, R-E-U, Romeo Echo Unicorn, Tango Echo Romeo, dot, I gotta check if it's .com or .org. Oh, there's an S on the end, Reuters.com. So check it out if you want. It's buried deep in the world section. Okay, let's keep on a moving. We got to keep going. This blender.
World news.
This blender is still going. All right, well, don't adjust your television set. An earthquake of 5.2 magnitude shakes central Croatia. A magnitude 5.2 earthquake hit central Croatia on Monday, with an epicenter some 50 kilometers southeast of the capital, Zagreb. Croatian state television reported, citing data from the European Mediterranean Seismological Center. The quake at 0528 GMT was also felt in the capital. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. We have no such reports yet, but it's possible such an earthquake could cause material damage in the epicenter area, which was in the vicinity of the town of Petrinja. The quake was followed by an aftershock registering 4.9 magnitude at 0649 GMT. Bozidar Skrinjarić, head of the Pokupso municipality, an area near the epicenter with some 3,000 inhabitants, said people ran into the streets when the quakes hit. No building collapsed, but the people said they saw some cracks in the buildings and damaged tiles. In March, an earthquake of magnitude 5.3 hit Zagreb, causing one death and injuring 27 people. So, pretty shaky way to start the day. I hope those buildings only had like superficial damage and they don't have to get torn down. Oh man, you can hear my mouse clicks now. Might need a new mouse. Okay, sorry. I don't know if you can hear him. I can hear him and it bugs me. All right, let's talk about a missing sea ship. There's a boat that's missing and the fishing crew is expected dead. So the BBC is reporting this story. A Russian fishing boat with 19 people on board has sunk in the Arctic waters of the Barents Sea. 16 people are missing. A nearby vessel was able to rescue two members of the Onega's crew and recover one body before the trawler went down near the Novaya Zemlya Archipelago. And the Barents Sea, if you can picture Norway, like in the Scandinavian Peninsula, just go north and then east. And that's the Barents Sea north of that peninsula, or north of those guys. So it's way up there, and it is super cold. So anyway, it's a part of the world you don't normally see on a map, so it's pretty neat. Copy image location. I'm going to post it in comm, because I can. Capital L for posting a link. And you paste the link in, and you give it a title. Cool Russian map of dead sailors. All right. So yeah, so it's believed the vessel became weighed down by accumulating ice, causing it to capsize. Weather conditions in the area are poor, with reports of strong winds, storms, and extremely low temperatures. A search for survivors is underway, but local media say there is little hope. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be cold about the death of these sailors. It's just, we cover a lot of people dying, and so yeah, you gotta make light of it or else you get really sad. It's practically impossible to hold out even with wetsuits on, a source told the Interfax news agency. So people were literally swept off the deck by the sea. In April 2015, a Russian trawler sank in the Okhotsk Sea off Kamchatka in the far east of Russia, killing at least 56 people. So it's very sad indeed. Hope their families are okay. I hope they got to spend Christmas with their family. All right, so now let's jump over here to Honduras. Felix Vasquez, a Honduran environmental activist, has been murdered. Felix Vasquez, a member of the Linca indigenous community and an advocate for the rural workers' rights, was killed in front of his family. It's not yet clear why Vasquez was attacked. He'd recently said he would run for the left-wing Libre Party in next year's parliamentary election. The killing comes 4 years after an award-winning environmentalist from the same indigenous group was murdered. Honduran police. Hi, exiled. Welcome to COM and welcome to the show. Honduran police said a number of masked men, gunmen, stormed into Mr. Vasquez's home in Santiago de Puringla. Local media spoke of four assailants, but there has been no official confirmation of the number. Police said they made no arrests so far and were still investigating the possible motive behind the attack. So, it is very scary indeed. Latin America right now, very Wild West. Anyway, there's... I can't remember the specific story. There was... I think it was during the... Yeah, I don't know enough. I can't tell you without making a total mess of it. So, you know what we're going to do? We're not going to dwell on these deaths. At least not right now. We're going to play this song. I like this song a lot, and I've been looking at records, so we're going to play Imagine, but the John Lennon song, but sung by Willie Nelson, because I really like it.
There's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us and above us on the sky. Imagine all the people living for today, and imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion too. the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one. Possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. And imagine all the people sharing. The only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
All right. We've only got about 4 minutes, well, really 3 1/4 minutes, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe picks up. It has been Monday, December 28th, 2020, so let's just finish up with a few quick headlines so that you can go about your day knowing a little bit more than your friends, maybe. One dead in an in the Nagorno-Karabakh region, so that's the spot in between Azerbaijan and Armenia, one dead in an attack. The Azerbaijan Defense Ministry says one soldier has been killed and another injured in an ambush in Khojavand. So, they're backed by Russia and Turkey, are supposed to be helping keep the peace. But the ministry says the attack took place in the Khojavand region on Sunday afternoon and was thwarting, leaving all 6 attackers dead. As a result of the attack, a soldier from the Azerbaijan army was killed, said on Monday, noting that other servicemen was wounded but in stable condition. So we'll see how that works out. Okay. And the Pope is going to tighten up some money rules, our favorite corrupt political and religious group. Pope Francis has issued a new decree making charity funds more transparent and tightening controls on Vatican finances after a scandal over a luxury London property deal. The main target is the Secretariat of State, the most important part of the Vatican administration, which must relinquish management of its funds, investments, and real estate, and submit to supervision by 2 other economic offices. Published on Monday and signed by the Pope on December 26th, the decree takes effect over 2 months from January 1st. So if you want to know more about that, that's over there at Reuters. We don't have time to go into it. But an investigation into Linden deal led to the suspension last year of 5 Vatican employees, 4 from the Secretariat. And also, the Vatican's also accused the middlemen of extortion. Now, if you're in the UK or involved with the UK at all, be prepared. The BBC is reporting there will be bumpy moments for UK businesses and travelers as they get to grips with new EU rules. Said governmental Michael Gove. He said there will be practical and procedural changes when the Brexit transition period ends on December 31st. Under EU rules, it can take effect provisionally, though the European Parliament will vote on it in January. In the UK, MPs will vote on the deal on Wednesday. So, good luck, and read up. That music, it's over, but India's causing some trouble in Kashmir again.
Well,
and the
that
EPA
means that our time's come to an end.
Teledildonics.
Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 WTC. Talk to you then.
All right, sorry it was late. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy the DGC. Oh, yeah.